This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's the summer monsoon season, and at our place near the banks of the Ojalote, that means it's box turtle season. We live in box turtle territory. The official common name of this turtle near us is ornate box turtle. Scientific name, Terrapini ornata. And some folks consider this particular box turtle out by us a subspecies. So it's the subspecies luteola. So it would be Terrapini ornata luteola. And maybe I've told you this before, so apologies if I have, but where I grew up in Kentucky, box turtles were quite common. And as a kid, I collected as many as I could. I made pens for them and I made food for them. You know, I'd mash up insects and hamburger and fruit and feed them. I'd have 5 or 6 captured in a summer, you know, and then I'd get sent off to summer camp. Take care of my box turtles, I'd tell my parents. But when I'd return home from 3 or 4 weeks at Camp Daniel Boone along the Kentucky River, they'd all be gone. Well, I don't capture any box turtles nowadays. But for many years, we have offered snacks to turtles wandering through our place. And after all these years, we have repeat turtles recognized by shell shapes, marks on those shells, not to mention some strategically placed nail polish. It's a nice thing. It's a good, wonderful thing to have box turtles wandering around the land where we live, to look out through a screen door and watch a box turtle come out of our garden or wander up our driveway. It's good stuff, and it soothes my soul. And that is important. Hey, recently our dog Choo Choo died, and we are still grieving. She was such a large part of our lives for almost 15 years. Yeah, almost 15 years. I mean, I found her out in a field in a junk pile, a tiny puppy that came to running to me and let me pick her up, and she piddled all over me, and that was the start of life with Choo-Choo. And then we got Farley, and it was Choo-Choo and Farley. And it seems like every story had a phrase or sentence that included Choo-Choo and Farley. And we so miss Choo-Choo. And Farley is old now, too, you know, and he's deaf and he's blind. And Ms. Mosquito and I have the ironic job of being his eyes on walks. We got him a harness, and I pull at him gently when he bumps into a mesquite or into a fence line. But he's into it. His wagging tail says, "Hey, I've got this. I've got this." Recently, Farley and I tripped and bumped and thumped to a small pool in the creek, where he plunged right in and paddled around until it was time to trip, bump, and thump home, where he fell asleep on his bed right next to Choo-Choo's old spot. Hey, I was planting some little oak trees. Some little oaks. I was bumping them up to the next size. That's what you do, you know. I want to sell these in the next size up. So I was bumping up to the next size container. And they were full of a marvelous weedy native that I left in the bucket. The plant's called Agastache brevifolia, hyssop, or sometimes called hummingbird mint. I did cuttings of that plant years and years ago. And I was selling it and bringing it back to my little nursery. And it's just so weedy. It starts popping up everywhere. I love it. I love it. It has this dense spike, just this shoots up this very dense spike of many flowers, tiny rosy purpley flowers packed in this spike, which produce numerous seed, which sprout all over my tiny nursery and other containers. You know, if you get an oak from Petey Mosquito, it will come with hummingbird mint, a Quercus oblongifolia with an Agastache brevifolia, a Quercus arizonica with an Agastache brevifolia. So that's the summer monsoon season report from the banks, the Ojalote, where we grieve a favorite dog, and wandering box turtles soothe our soul, and a weedy little native plant reminds us that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.